Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
All right, Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen. It's 8 after 8. Weather-wise, sun and cloud mix. Chance of rain after 5. High of 64. We're at 44.
Something.
At Cincinnati's Q102. Well, we just went from, the temperature's been fluctuating.
Quite a bit.
Went down to 39, now we're up to 44. A baby boy was just born in the Philippines, and his full name is Glenel Hiller Yitzigal. And the reason I struggle to pronounce that is because it is 22 letters and no vowels, unless you count Y as a vowel.
Which it goes both ways.
It goes both ways. His grandfather picked the name and says all of the letters represent something. Like in Glenel, the G and the N are for his mother, Geraldine. The H-L-Y is for his father, Lirlon. And the N-Y-L is for his grandmother, Joralyn. Anyway, the family already decided on a nickname for the kid. I'm just going to call him Consonant.
That's funny.
That's cute.
Different. Yeah, I know. If I were that kid, though, I'd be cussing them.
Yeah, I know. They showed a picture of his birth certificate. Okay, so here's the situation. Do I want to talk about this right now on the radio? You know what? I'm going to pass on that.
Yeah? Why?
Just for security reasons.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So I'll talk about it off the air.
Were you going to reveal your new security safe word? Outside of gazebo?
Maybe.
I do miss the calls of when you lived at your place. Now that you've moved in with Kristen, we don't get to hear your safe words nearly as much.
Because you'd forget to.
Security
because
password.
He would call, and right in the middle of the show, he'd be like, hold on, off air. Gazebo.
And Jeff, who's normally very, like, focused and, like, present and, like, paying attention and all of these things, all of a sudden would be a little bit frantic with his phone, like,
oh geez, no. Oh dear, oh boy, uh-oh.
Gazebo,
oh.
Gazebo.
Like, so true.
What just happened?
That's not the only time he uses gazebo.
That's right.
That's get word. Frantic. New survey asks people to name the best person they know. Who is the best person you know?
Best person you know. Man, I know a lot of really good people. Oh, really good people.
How long's the segment? That's what Jen wants to know. How long?
Not long when you see the answer. 46% of Americans said themselves.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I'm pretty darn good.
Around half of the people in this country think they really are the best person they know.
And how are they qualifying it? Like, what are the qualities of a good person?
Well, it is the belief that you are, despite how you are perceived and the mistakes that you've made, at heart, you mean well and that you are a good person. And what's interesting about people's self-assessment is what they admit to. For instance, the survey also found 72% of people admit they judge other people's behavior, which may fuel why I think I'm such a good person, because I don't do that.
Right. When, yes, you do, because if you spot it, you got it. You may not do it the exact same way that they're doing it, but the behavior, that what's driving the behavior, you've got.
I don't make scenes on airplanes. I don't strike flight attendants
that
dragged off of airplanes.
Uh-huh.
See what a much better person I am.
Right.
61% of people worry that other people are judging them. And finally, 82% would think about taking drugs if they felt like it would make them better. The most common drugs we think might do that are mushrooms and MDMA.
Mm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, they're working. I spoke to a woman who's working for a research company that is trying to get MDMA certified, or what is the word, approved to be used for depression, and they're getting close.
Are they in human trials yet?
I think so. I think they are.
How do you take MD? Is that
have
a
you
pill?
Volunteered?
Mm-hmm. I said, sign me up. I'll take it.
It's basically ecstasy, right? Or Molly or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this resort that we stayed at in Thailand sends out
Do you know what? They have really huge mosquitoes.
Do you know what the capital of Thailand is?
Thailand? Yeah. I still get emails from them. And evidently, they're doing like this big seminar on psychedelics. Yeah.
Nice.
Is it ayahuasca?
I don't know. It's probably all of it.
Shifting production to Thailand.
Yeah.
And to Vietnam. Thailand and Vietnam.
Right.
Two places that I like their leaders very much. They're very nice to us. Same. Do they take advantage of the United States?
Yeah, psychedelics, man. That's
it's seriously good stuff.
Yeah, last night we were celebrating Cinco de Mayo, and we might have been a little buzzed because we're cranking Selena.
Oh my God!
The cat's like, what the hell is going on?
What's your favorite song that she sings?
I can't help but fall in love with you. What was that ballad that she did that we played the daylights out of? Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to find the Spanish version. Yeah, that's a great song too. But anyway, why did I start to tell you that? Oh, so at one point, you know how you kind of get nostalgic when you've had one or two?
Sure.
She's like, play a slideshow of when we went to Asia.
Okay.
I'm like, well, I got three Asian directories here. I have South Korea. I have Singapore. And so we watched all of them. We have got to go back. And I'm like, well, I just got a newsletter saying they're doing a thing on psychedelics at Six Senses, Yao Noi, so let's go.
That's hilarious.
So when are you guys going?
Probably, you know, if we go anywhere like that, it'll be next year. I think that's like an every other year thing.
Yeah, because that's a big trip.
It is a big trip, man. We needed two weeks. I mean, you know, you take about a day and a half, 2 days with just the traveling.
Yeah.
It is literally on the other side of the world.
Yep. The psychedelics interest me, though, because I've watched a lot of interviews with people that have done them, like ayahuasca and different forms and things like that. And they go to those like medically,
There's a lot of places.
Medically monitored situations where they do have them at like hotels and other places like that. And I feel like that's the only way I'd ever be able to do it.
You have to have a guide.
Yes.
I mean, and that's the thing is there are a lot of people that are hearing about these psychedelics and thinking, oh, yeah, I'm just going to get some
of that.
I'm going to tell you it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the thing. If you're not in a really solid psychological state and mentally prepared for what these drugs can do to you, you can have a really horrible experience.
That's right, man.
And that is why, if this is something that you're doing for spiritual purposes or therapeutic purposes, you need an expert guide there with you.
And medical supervision.
To take you through it.
And you really got to vet these groups, these organizations that are sponsoring these trips, because there is story after story of people like who are being taken advantage of or abused or held against their will. And I'm not saying that happens in all of the cases, but you want to talk about true crime stories. That's the new thing that we're seeing pop up on podcasts, are these people who go traveling around the world to find themselves and get themselves in a little over their head.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're actually engaging in the usage of, but it is evidently a seminar, weekend seminar that they're holding at the resort.
Is that how
it starts?
That's how they suck you in. Yeah, and I mean, there's a multitude of different psychedelics. I mean, you know, there's so many different things out there. You know, it's not just ayahuasca. It's not just LSD. It's not just MDMA. There's all kinds of different. And you have to, you need to know what could put you at high risk of having like a medical something happen when you take these drugs. Because there are certain medical conditions that are like, well, yeah, you probably ought not play
not
with this.
You're probably not a good candidate.
Yeah.
But some of the people that I've heard had the experiences emotionally, like all the baggage and their emotions, they say that it makes them.
It can be hugely healing.
Yes, healing. That's what I'm talking about.
Q102, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to call in. I'm listening to the morning show.
That would be us.
Yeah, I'm a little disturbed.
Oh, don't worry. We're not actually going to be taking psychedelics anytime soon.
No, it's just the... Listen, I've been listening. I'm 47 years old, and I've been listening to you guys since I was a teenager. Brian Douglas actually DJ'd my wedding.
Ugh, such a great guy. I miss Brian.
You guys, but I have four teenagers. Virtual learning is a thing right now, and they're listening to all this. It's like this ecstasy. Psychedelics are awesome.
Oh, I don't think anybody said that
here. No, no. In fact, I think what we're doing is trying to let everybody know this is not something to play with.
Yeah, at all.
But it exists, and it's out there.
It exists, and there's a lot of people talking about it, and there's a lot of, you know, podcasts and news stories and stuff online about this stuff. And, yeah, I think we're advocating for education and responsibility here.
Not the message I just heard. I wanted to give feedback as a mother of four teenagers. It's concerning to hear, like, it almost sounds like promotion of CBD and like all this other stuff I've heard multiple times, but today was like taking the cake.
There's no advocation one way or another. And I don't think I would put CBD, I don't think I would classify that in the same group as the psychedelics that we were talking about.
Very different.
But we appreciate the feedback for sure.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
We appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, we do have some adult conversations here, and you got to exercise discretion sometimes when it comes to what's best for you and your family, and we respect that, and we appreciate you. We're going to take a break here because we got the 1K letter of the day worth $1,000 coming up straight ahead. Q102, hello.
Hi, my name is Jen, and I was just listening to the chatty Kathy about the comment about what you guys are talking about.
Yes.
I just want to say I love you guys. I think it's great that you're talking about it. I think it's great that you're putting the information out there because these teens are hearing this information from their friends. It might not be reliable. So I think it's great, and keep talking about it.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Q102, hello.
Hey. Hi. I just heard the caller you had, and I'm a mom as well. And I just want to say, like, I think what you guys are doing is having a discussion, and that's what's important to do with your kids. So I think you guys are doing an awesome job.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks again.
Yeah, of course. Have a good morning.
You too.
But I will say that, you know, sometimes the stuff that we talk about on the show is not appropriate for all ages.
Right.
We acknowledge that. You know, we try not to make that the norm, but sometimes the discussions do kind of move in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got to exercise that discretion as a parent, make the best choice for your kids. And we understand sometimes that might mean you have to change the channel, and you know, we don't love that, but we respect it.
We get it.
Yeah, we get it for sure. 825, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. and then the conversations that go with the Selena soundtrack in the background. What do you call this music? I think it's called Tejano.
Tejana?
Yeah, you know, because you're... I have a limited vocabulary as it is sober.
Right. And then you throw a foreign language into the mix.
Trying to have that conversation. What does that even mean, man? Mexican top 40? I don't know.
Or is it Texas?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I will research and get back to you on that.
I wish you would have taken a video of you listening to Selena now.
I was living in the moment, man.
Yeah.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Slap happy, if you want to know the truth. It's that day of the week. It's the psychological start of the weekend. What do you call it? Psychological start of the weekend?
Mental start of the weekend. Mental kick start off, of the weekend. Yeah. We're there. We were there last night.
Yeah. We did it on Wednesday this week.
What'd you do for Cinco de Mayo, Lisa?
I actually did nothing. Just stayed home. My husband's out of town.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, so enjoyed the space alone in your home.
Peace and quiet?
I did, yes.
That's the best.
All right.
Awesome.
Got any plans for this weekend? You going to lay low? You doing something exciting? You traveling? What's happening?
We're going to Florida for a week, starting Friday to the following Sunday.
Oh, fun. Oh, what part?
Good for you.
Just Orlando. Going to hang out at the beach and visit some friends.
Nice.
Great.
Nice. Well, enjoy that. That sounds glorious.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get you some vacation money here. $1,000 on the line with the 1K letter of the day. You'll have 30 seconds to answer 10 questions that begin with that letter. Do not repeat any of your answers. And if you get hung up, pass. That's the key to winning this thing. Pass quickly.
Okay. Yep. Your letter today, Lisa, is the letter M, as in Michael, as in MCO. Do you know what MCO is, Lisa?
The Orlando Airport.
Yeah, that's right. It's the airport code for Orlando International Airport.
Yep.
Let's see. What else? What else? What other words?
Montgomery.
Montgomery is good, yeah.
Monsters.
M&M's.
Yeah, I'm excited M&M's. To play along with you. This is going to be fun.
Yep.
Okay.
M.
Feel first free. Time, so we'll see how it goes.
Oh, all right. Yes. All right.
Let's do it, April.
You know what the best strategy is, though? Especially we always tell first-timers? Pass quickly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fast.
We can always come back to it. Putting sounds 30 good. Seconds on the clock over here.
All right. How are you feeling it? Here we go.
The letter M.
With the letter M. Name something you do on a sunny day.
Pass.
Something yellow.
Pass.
An appetizer.
Muscles.
Something hot.
Pass.
A singer.
Michael Jackson.
Something sticky.
Pass.
A drug.
Oh my gosh. Pass.
Something round.
Muffler.
A car part.
Oh.
Damn, that always happens.
The car part killed me because she just said muffler, and I was thinking, hey, it came muffler because, like, the
motor.
Cylinder, right? The motor would have been good.
Oh, man.
Something sticky. I was thinking molasses.
Oh, ooh, that would have been a really good one.
Oh, man.
What was your first question, Jen?
Something you do on a sunny day.
I wrote down make out.
There you go.
I wrote down self
love.
And that starts with an M.
Yeah.
Mosey around.
Mosey. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, we're going to do it again. We keep trying, Lisa. The
thank
more
you
do it, it's like a muscle. Oh, check that out.
Oh,
the more
no.
you flex it, that. The stronger it gets.
There you go.
Take some pictures.
Oh, man, alive.
When you're on vacation.
Well, enjoy. Enjoy, enjoy.
Have
thank
fun.
You.
Yeah, have a great day. Take it easy.
You too.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.